Kind of an interesting question.
It is. I mean, well, I will say from my experience, I'm part of a church that encourages us to use our spiritual giftings, whatever they may be, and to search out what they are and use them. You know, not just sit back and kind of go, well, you know, I'll maybe serve today. I don't know. We're also a family that looks out for each other. And in many ways, the church can sometimes be closer than a family, depending on the family situations. We preach the gospel boldly. We have worship that is focused on God, and our prayer is one of our core values, elements of the church. And at least that's, you know, that's our goal. I mean, like, are we there yet? I mean, is any church ever really there completely? But we are definitely on that journey. You know, any issues are discussed. We move forward. I hope that churches... My hope is that churches everywhere reacting like that, that they are working things out, that there's love. But unfortunately, I know that there are some churches that fall into that almost legalistic background where it's everything is has to be done a certain way. And if you step out of line, watch out. I mean, like, wow, that's not a biblical model. The early church was there for each other, not a country club, obviously, but a family dedicated to reaching the lost. And, you know, it may be that all churches everywhere are focused more on being like that, worried about, you know, are we there for each other? Are we there reaching out to the lost? Are we using our giftings to reach the lost? You know, that kind of thing, rather than, you know, being so focused on, you know, certain teachings or whatever. I mean, like, there are things that we need to definitely talk about for sure as churches, but the focus needs to be salvation. I mean, like, that is the Great Commission, right? To go out into the world, preach the gospel, you know, baptizing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. I mean, like, that is the purpose. So there you go.
You know what I often think about, Andrew? I think about, what if Jesus can't, like, I know obviously God sees everything and he knows everything, but what if tangibly he manifested here and he sat in one of our church services or in our small group conversations or in our board meetings? Like, I wonder what he would say. I wonder if he'd be, well done, you know, good and faithful servant, or guys, you're missing the mark. Like, this is not what I died for you to argue about whether you should have pews or chairs, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I kind of wonder, would Jesus be impressed with what he saw, you know, in the churches today, not just in North America, but around the world? What would he think of his church? You know, what would he say?
I think that's a good threshold even for us to be mindful of, not beating ourselves up thinking, you know, going around thinking it's our place to be like, oh my gosh, you guys are all wrong. But just even for ourselves, like, as for me, like, we serve the Lord. So as for me, like, in my household, like, okay, is God going to be proud of the things that I'm doing, the way I'm conducting myself? You know, like it talks about in the Bible, conduct yourself here and you stay here on earth with fear and trembling, you know?
Yep. It's true. I mean, like, we start with us, and then we work out towards others and see what we can do for them.